Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Tell you what, we've been so lucky in this area of the country. Like, we haven't had to deal with any real severe lockdowns or anything like that. Or the worst thing for me would be the hotel quarantine. That would just be like in a room for 2 weeks.
That'll be tough. Like, I can barely survive 3 hours a day in a room with you. I don't know how I'd go. If we were trapped in hotel quarantine together, I think it'd really strain the friendship.
Yeah, I know I can probably lock myself down in a lounge room and just play PlayStation for a couple of weeks if that was the case. But I know I've got the option I can not do that if I wish to.
Yeah.
It's always good having those options.
That's true.
Obviously, for people that are stuck in lockdown, it can be a different kettle of fish. And on the Gold Coast, there's been a very bizarre breach of isolation conditions when it comes to lockdown. Obviously, when we've had tennis players at the Australian Open, they've found creative ways to keep amused, like hitting tennis balls against the wall, mattresses, whatever you need to do to keep amused.
Mm.
For this particular person who has a bit of a habit, a cigarette habit, I guess there's no cigarette vending machine maybe in this hotel for the hotel quarantine.
It would be tough if you suddenly had to go into hotel quarantine and you didn't have time to get what you class as essentials. And for smokers, because they are addicted, it would be getting their durries.
Yeah.
Even some patches. You know, you go, well, if I can't have cigarettes, you know, because I can't smoke inside the hotel room, at least let me get some chewy gum or patches or something.
Yeah, for this woman on the Gold Coast, it looks like her addiction, her craving has got the better of her.
A man and a girl have been seen outside the Crown Plaza Hotel here in Broadbeach. That man has been operating a drone. The drone has been flown up to a balcony and delivered cigarettes to a woman staying at the hotel.
A durry delivery.
Okay, sure.
I thought I'd seen it all. It reminded me back to those old Macca's commercials I used to see where there was like a kid that would get like the little helicopter and go to Macca's with the order and pick it up, or the remote control car. That was always my dream to see something like that. But for this to actually happen with a drone, I was just thinking straight when I saw this, I'm like, this is pretty creative.
Yeah.
But apparently not so much so, because she's breached her isolation conditions. She's in a bit of trouble.
But it's a drone.
I know.
Well, the drone has to wear a mask or something when it drops
the cigarettes
off.
What more can the drone do? Put little gloves on or something?
Yeah.
But how does this work? I thought it was creative. I'm thinking maybe Uber Eats or, you know, some sort of delivery service has reached a new level.
Yeah.
But either way, she's in a bit of trouble. A $1,300 fine for the stunt.
Yeah, that seems a bit rough to me.
It does.
You know, it seemed like she was trying to do the right thing. Rather than, you know, risk the human contact, she thought, I will get a drone to drop off the cigarettes. Would have been pretty bad, though, if it just dropped off the cigarettes and no lighter. She's like, no!
No matches or anything.
Why?
The worst thing was, it was actually the staff that basically tipped off the police. It was probably one of the staff going out for a cigarette on the rooftop that was like, oh, you can't just be dropping in cigarettes.
No.
I would have thought they would have probably tried to grab them or something like that. But obviously, she is in quite a bit of trouble there.
Well, it's a good time to quit, I've got to say. It's a terrible habit, now's the time to quit. If you... Yeah, you're going to get fined $1,300 and having gone to all that trouble.
And not
up.
Just her, though. The drone operator's in trouble, too. Like, he may face penalties of the Civil Aviation Safety Authority for breaching the flying regulations.
Yep.
So you don't want to mess with those guys. Those guys
definitely
are pretty serious
not.
As well.
No.
Just imagine what it would have been like for the people around the Gold Coast. They're usually looking up a nice afternoon and seeing a nice horizon. They're not actually used to seeing a packet of horizons.
Right through the air. Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
When it comes to bad habits, drinking can be one. I'm pretty good with my drinking, so I found it really easy for Dry July. We've been doing Dry July at our place. 20 days in, haven't felt the need at all to have a drink.
Have you given up like Listerine mouthwash, because that's got like a bit of alcohol in it as well? Have you given up all sorts of...
No.
Does that count then? Does it count? I guess
it's not like I'm making cocktails out of Listerine or anything. It's, you know, it's just
two parts Listerine.
Keep my breath fresh, especially wearing these stupid masks all the time. But, you know, alcohol's never been my weakness. My weakness is sugary snacks.
Oh, the treats.
Chocolate. Oh, my God. If anyone cracks open a block of chocolate and I'm trying not to have sugar, I just turn into Gandalf. I'm just like,
don't tempt me, Frodo.
Take it away from me.
Away.
Understand, I would use it for good.
I'm similar. I can go forever without eating chocolate, but once I have that taste, that's it. It's like, oh.
When it's in your face, it is hard. It's that temptation, and that's what it's like here at Power FM. Basically, our offices, it's Temptation Office instead of Temptation Island. You know, it's pretty much the same thing. Just swap out the sex for sugary snacks. You know, instead of the risk of getting an STI, you got the risk of getting diabetes, because you're just constantly having, there's a bowl of lollies at the front, you're constantly walking past. And then yesterday, you're probably lucky you were away, Hutsy.
Yeah.
Because I know you try to resist the urge as well.
I try to, but I can't. I'm very weak-willed.
There was a plate of chocolate brownies out in the kitchen.
No.
I'm like, what the hell is this? Who brought this in? Our afternoon's announcer, Ofo, It apparently was her. She decided to do a bit of baking, and she goes, oh, yeah, they're my creeper brownies.
Creeper brownies?
Yeah, apparently she loves, like, Minecraft, so she named them after the creepers in Minecraft. I'm like, yeah, you know, they look appetizing. The name's not that appetizing. Mm. Like, I don't know if you'd move many creeper brownies if you were driving around in a windowless van just going, hey, want some creeper brownies?
I think they were creeper brownies because all you have to creep to, like, you know, just keep grabbing another one maybe. That's what
I did. I went, no, I'm not going to have any. Mm. And then by the afternoon when I went to fill my water bottle again, I'm like, it's just there. Can't hold out any longer. And I ate one. It was delicious.
Yeah.
Don't let the name put you off.
I'm similar when it comes to our lolly bowl. I reward myself by every time I walk past it, I have a lolly. It's just like, oh, reward myself for doing a couple of steps.
You're like a dog getting a treat. You're like, you give yourself
obedience
a treat.
Training.
Good boy. Yeah. I'm a good boy.
This is true.
So, yeah, it's really hard, like, to be good in this office. It gets to the point now whenever Gladys Berejiklian does her daily announcement, I'm like, come on. Lock us down so I don't have to go into the office anymore because I'm not putting on the COVID kilos at home. I'm putting them on here in the office, man.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
After spending all weekend playing the PlayStation for a mate's 30th after it was cancelled in Wollongong, we decided to do that and hang out doing that. Yesterday I was like, I could sit around and do bugger all again, but I'm like, maybe I'll go outside and actually do some stuff. So ran a few errands outside.
So you peeled your pajamas off?
Yeah, that's it.
Did they make that sound like Velcro?
Yeah, pretty much. Decided to go, I'll go out and visit the old, see what they're up to.
Mm-hmm.
Get out there, and then the old man had pants on this time, which was remarkable.
Well, that's a pleasant change,
yeah,
isn't it?
Pleasant change. Usually walk around in the underwear. And he's just like,
your old man's like the Katie Hopkins of your family. He just answers the door naked most of the time.
And he's out there and he's just going on about COVID, going, oh, COVID, if we go into lockdown, we'd be able to do that. I'm like, you don't do anything anyway. Like, you don't leave this general
but
yard.
I
want to
have the option, damn it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
So he's got to that age where I'm like, oh, I can see he looks like he needs something to do. Like, I need a new project for him. We've done the kegerator, we've done this, we've done that. I go, what else can I give him? So,
my dad's the same. Cannot sit still.
Yeah,
always has to be. The retirement was the worst thing for him.
Mm-hmm. And recently we bought a filing cabinet and go, all right, I saw this video. You can turn a filing cabinet into a smoking cabinet.
Ah.
Pretty cool. Put a little fire on the bottom.
For smoking meats?
For smoking meats. This one's like a three or four, maybe I think it's a four-drawer one. So you put like your little hot box with your coals and your wood down the bottom. You put all these holes, drill these holes, and then the smoke just goes up and out to a chimney and cooks the meat in however many hours you need it to be cooked for.
Do you make sure you take out all your important documents?
Yeah, all the important documents were taken out, birth certificates and that sort of stuff.
Our passports have that smoky barbecue flavour now. Shouldn't have left them in there.
Yeah, bought that one a while ago. Got it out there. He was complaining a little bit about COVID. I'm like, what? We've got the filing cabinet here. Let's make a start. He goes, all right, let's do it. All of a sudden, great times. We're out there. All of a sudden, he's like, all right, what do we need? Watch a quick little video. I'm like, we've got to watch the video first so we know what we've got to do so we don't stuff it up. So here we are, poor internet, just refreshing, taking 20 minutes to watch a five-minute video on how to put together this smoker. I'm like, all right, we've nailed that. Let's do it. Go outside. And the good thing is about his house, he's got that many bits of scrap of everything there. He just collects anything. He had all the stuff there to make like a chimney as well for this thing. He's like, okay, I've got some tubes out here, some stainless steel. Okay, all right, cool. Got ourselves a chimney for this smoker.
I'm picturing your dad's house is like one of those houses Wrecking you yard. See on A Current Affair every now and there where like the council has
picture,
to be called in.
Picture the TV show Junkyard Wars.
All right, okay.
A bit more like that.
But it's handy in situations like this because, you know, he's got something.
It was, because usually after something, the other week I was like, can I borrow your pressure washer? Oh, we've got one of those. Does it work? Oh, no, it doesn't work. Of course it doesn't.
You can still borrow it. Yeah. It's all yours.
Why would I do that?
Save you on your water bills.
Yeah. So we get down to business. Like, here we go. Gets the drill out, starts drilling all these holes and stuff. And then the moment comes, you know, at 35 years young, it's taken 35 years. And he finally's like, would you like to drill some holes? And I'm like, oh, you're going to trust me with the drill after 35 years? Usually I just stand here and watch and take the credit and say, I built this, even though I did nothing. All of a sudden, he hands the drill over. I'm like, oh, okay, here we go.
You're like wiping the tears away from your
wiping
eyes.
Wiping the tears away.
Papa.
Here I go. Drilling the hole. Zzz, hurts the finger. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Did he put some Cat Stevens on in the background? And the cat's in the cradle.
It was like Ghost. He was behind me with the pottery. Put the drill in my one hole. All of a sudden, I've just scraped my finger. I'm just like, zzz. He's like, all right, give me the drill back here. And I'm just
oh,
like,
really? Oh. That was it?
I'm like, that was it. After 35 years, it was all coming in that one moment. I drilled one hole and stuffed it up. When we finally finished drilling all the holes, all of a sudden we're standing there. I'm looking at his holes that he's drilled. I'm looking at my one hole that I've drilled, and I felt a little bit like this, actually.
That's one fine-looking barbecue.
Why doesn't mine look like that?
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.